إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue in our class, and tonight on the same topic, Tarbiyatul Awlad, the cultivation and the upbringing of our children, boys and girls, upon the Islamic teachings. From the talk of our noble Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Razzaq Ibn Abdul Muhsin al-Badr, Hafidhahum Allah. This is the class number 9 from this talk here about the education of our children and their upbringing, Tarbiyat al-Awlad. We mentioned and we read to you 10 points that the Shaykh he has mentioned from the things that help us as parents to do a good job as related to the cultivation and the upbringing of our children. قال الشيخ فهذه جملة قليلة وأمور يسيرة من الأمور المعينة على تأديب الأولاد وتقويم الأولاد وتهذيبهم. He says these are a few advices, a few points that will help us and assist us as parents to give our children the proper education so they can grow up upright, righteous. إذا كنت كذلك أخي المسلم معتنيا بهذا الأمر مهتما بهذا الأمر غاية الاهتمام أنت أول من يجني الثمار. Then the Shaykh says, if you're serious about this matter, the education and the upbringing of your children, if you give this topic the importance that is due to it, if you take good care of it and apply these guidelines along with others, now keep in mind that you as a parent, you be the first one to benefit from this. You be the first one to benefit from the righteousness of your children. إذا أدبت ابنك وعلمته وحذرته من العقوق ينشأ ابنك صالحا بارا بك قائما بواجبه محافظا على حقوقك. الشيخ says, if you teach your son or daughter these principles, these guidelines, and if you warn your child from uquq, from being undutiful to you, that child will grow up righteous, growing in the right way, loving you, caring for you, being nice and kind and dutiful to you, knowing your rights as a parent over him. And that child who has given this education and this cultivation will try their best to fulfill the rights of their parents. لأن الإسلام الذي ربيته عليه يعينه على ذلك ويدله عليه. Because since you have done what you're supposed to do, you have assumed your responsibility, and you have given your child the Islamic education, not just any education, education that is taken from Islam. When you teach him Islam from its proper sources, in the right way, with the correct understanding, this actually will help your child be kind to you. Because that's what Islam teaches. فإذا أدبت ابنك وربيته ونشأته على الإسلام نفعك حيا وميتا. If you taught your child Islam, if you cultivate your child upon the teachings of Islam, therefore they grow up as Muslim, not just by affiliation, because they are born to a Muslim parent, so they have a Muslim name, but they see Islam practiced in your house, in the table when you eat, when they eat around you, they see Islam is implemented. Son, sit right. Son, eat with your right hand. Daughter, say Bismillah. Son and daughter, eat from what is in front of you. Be nice. Son and daughter, don't waste food. Allah does not love those who waste. Son and daughter, be mindful to thank Allah, to praise Allah for what He has given you. And think about those who don't have nothing to eat. Aynan. Things like this. In a car likewise. While you're driving, you tell them to remember Allah. When they pass by a tree, tell them this tree is created by Allah for us. We benefit from it. The shade, the fruits, the wood, and many other things. You pass by a river, you remind them. We enjoy the river, but also the river has many benefits for us as a human being. The water, the fish, the species, and many things. You pass by a mountain, when it rains, when it snows, when it's hot, when it's cold. All of these things. It's not like, okay, as a parent, we're going to apply Islam only when we're in the masjid. And if our children come now to the masjid, they see Islam. In our homes, no Islam. In our cars, no Islam. In the market, no Islam. Our children should see Islam practice in front of them whenever they are, even when we take them to the playground. Even when we take them for the playground for fun, because the playground is made to run, to jump, and this is not for other reasons. But still, you tell them, be mindful. Don't hurt yourself. Your body is an amana from Allah. Take care. Don't offend others. Take turn. Be mindful. This is from Islam. Don't push others. Take turn. If you see something on the ground that is not yours, don't touch it. And the like. Be patient. If somebody says something to you or push you, if you fail, say Alhamdulillah. And remember, son, we're here, but we have to leave half an hour before Salat, for the time of the Salat, okay? We're Muslims, we're going to go to Masjid. InshaAllah, after the Salat of Dhuhr, I can take you back if you still want to go. All their life is around Islam. Sheikh said, if you do this, your son or your daughter will be a benefit for you when you're alive and even after when you die. After when you die, even. ينفعك في حياتك. How a righteous son benefits the parents in their life. بحيث يرعى حقوقك ويحذر من عقوقك ويقوم بواجباتك ويؤديها كما ينبغي. If you cultivate your children upon Islam, the correct Islam, not upon what the certain people think is Islam, and they mix their traditions with Islam. الإسلام لا يؤخذ من العادات وتقاليد الناس. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. الإسلام لا يؤخذ من عادات الناس ومن تقاليدهم. الإسلام يؤخذ من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وما لم يفعله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم واجب علينا تركه ورفضه. Our beloved Sheikh Al-Walid, Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله, he says, Islam is not taken from the customs and traditions of the people. Rather, Islam is taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't do, we should reject it and stay away from it. So if we cultivate our children upon Islam, upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah, upon the way of the Salaf, the manhaj of the Salaf, we as the parents will benefit from them when we're still alive, because they're going to fulfill our rights. They know what are they, and they fulfill them. And also they know that they should not, and it's not permissible for them, and it's not pleasing to Allah who created them, to disrespect us as a parent. So even though if they may think about it, they won't do it, because they're like, no, this is not pleasing to Allah. And they will fulfill their obligations, any obligations towards you. They will do it as commanded by Allah, not according to them. Whenever they want to be nice to you, if you're nice, because some children, if you're nice to them, they're nice to you. If you let them do whatever they want, oh, you're the man. You're the nice parents. But if you tell them something that they shouldn't do, even though it is good for them, or you prevent them from something that they really wanted, but it's harmful to them, they don't know, they may not like you. But if you give them the proper education, they do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless you give them or not. They said, look, that's still my parents. I'm not to treat my parents like I treat others. If I am commanded by Allah to be nice to others and not to disrespect others, I should know that my parents have a greater rights over me. لأن الإسلام الذي ربيته عليه يأمره بذلك ويحثه على ذلك. نعم. Why a child will be nice and kind and fulfill the rights of his parents? Because this is the fruits of the education. Now, you're harvesting the fruits of long years of investments and hard work teaching them Islam, Tawheed, the Sunnah, Manhaj al-Salaf, the Aqeedah, the Ibadah, the Akhlaq. Now it's the time to taste the fruits, the sweetness, not the bitterness. Because you worked hard, now they treat you nicely because of that which you have put into them. And you will get from them only that which you have put in them. Every container gives what it contains. If you have a container of olive oil, you're not going to pour no milk out of it. No way. So whatever we as a parents put in our children, that's what we're going to get out of them later on when they become teenagers. Aynam. وَيَحْفَظُكَ مَيْتًا. Likewise, you continue as a parents to benefit from your children if you give them the proper Islamic education and cultivation even after you die. Allahu Akbar. كَيْفَ ذَلِكَ. How? عندما تموت تجده يدعو لك ويستغفر لك ويسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرحمك ويغفر لك. How is that? When you die, the righteous child, he make dua for you. Don't forget about you. Make dua for you. Ask Allah to forgive you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon you and forgive your sins. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح الثابت إذا مات ابن الإنسان انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث: صدقة جارية أو وعلم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له. And the Sheikh mentioned a sound hadith, authentic hadith, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. When the son of Adam died, all of his deeds are cut off except from three things. He continues acts of charity, a beneficial knowledge that person have left behind, or a righteous child that make dua for him, make dua for you. فَإِذَا رَبَّيْتَ ابْنَكَ عَلَى الصَّلَاحِ وَعَلَى الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ وَعَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرْعَى حُقُوقَكَ بَعْدَ الْوَفَاةِ وَيَدْعُو اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَكَ. نعم, the Shaykh once again put emphasis on this point. If you have given your child the proper education, the right cultivation upon righteousness, upon that which is right, upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that child of yours will fulfill your rights even after your death, will make dua for you. إِذَا عَلَّمْتَهُ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, if you teach them this ayah, or this ayat in Surah Al-Isra, the two verses 23 and 24, and you explain to them what they mean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. If you teach your children these ayat, make sure they understand them correctly, and you tell them that this is from Allah, it's not from me. This is Allah who created you and fashioned you in the best form. Allah who bestowed upon you many bounties. Allah give you your eyes with sight. Some people have eyes and don't see. Allah give you a brain, give you intellect. You can hear, you can talk, you can walk, you can run. Other children, they cannot. You have a beautiful family. You enjoy many things that Allah has conferred upon you. Well, guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you this. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be dutiful and kind to your parents. If one of them or both of them attain old age in your life, do not say to them a word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in terms of honor. And lower to them the wing of submission and humility through mercy, and say, my Lord, bestow on them your mercy as they did bring me up when I was young. إذا علمته هذه الآية وأدبته عليها من الصغر ينشأ على ذلك. If you sit down from early age with your children and you read to them these ayat, and you make sure that they understand it correctly, that this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen. They will act upon it. They will act upon it. And you will be the one that benefit. أَمَّا إِذَا مَا عَلَّمْتَهُ يَنْشَأْ بِخِلَافِ ذَلِكَ. But as for the parents who neglect their children and don't teach them what Allah has made obligatory upon them, they grow up doing the opposite. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, except from those that Allah has mercy on them. فإذا علمته البر والصلة من الصغر نشأ على البر والصلة. If you teach your children to be nice, to be good, to do all good things and stay away from evil, and to be dutiful to you and to their family members and the like, that's what they're going to do as they grow, because that's all they know. That's all they know: kindness, gentleness, ease. Because that's what you have put into them, good manners, not evil manners. They don't know what it is to yell or to shout or look at you funny or to raise their eyebrows on you. They don't know that. They didn't see it. They see it from your smile, kindness, gentleness. And that's what they give you back. It's like a mirror. When you stand in front of the mirror and you smile, does your reflection frown at you? Does it? It does not. It smiles at you. And the same way, if you stand in front of a mirror and put a face, frowny face, and now you're like, why the reflection is not smiling? Check the origin. Likewise, children, they take from their parents. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Of course, except those that Allah has mercy on them. Some children, they grow up in a very bad environment. But alhamdulillah, Allah preserves them and protects them. But now we're talking about usually. Likewise, the opposite is true. Some children, they may grow up in a very nice environment, Islamic environment, but they grow up wicked. But that's not the majority. Usually, when the parents, they put forward an effort, they see the fruits. It's like tomatoes, man. You put tomatoes on the ground, people, they don't just get nothing. No, they get fruits. Sometimes, some of those trees of tomatoes, they don't give anything. Or they give one tomato and it's sour, it's bad. But the rest, like the other 99 or whatever point trees of tomatoes, they give you some fresh tomatoes. Amen. But if somebody planting bushes, you right? And thorny bushes, huh? Weed, mashallah. Okay, and now they're like, what is the tomatoes? They're in Walmart. Now you gotta go buy them because you didn't. You have the wrong plants, man. Right, Muhammad? You have the wrong plants. Likewise, some parents, they just want the children to just be righteous, just like that. You gotta put some effort. You gotta put some work. And you gotta do the right things. You gotta have the right information. You gotta be reading from the right curriculum, man. Can't just be like anything come to your hand. Oh, let me try this. You're gonna spend your life trying, experimenting. And we have knowledge. We have certainty. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine somebody is traveling from here to New York, Atlanta to New York, and they have GPS. And it's accurate. But they still stop and, excuse me, mister. How can I get, that person don't know. He's like, oh yeah, well, wait a minute. Why, you're going to make U-turn. GPS tell him you're on the right. No, he's not listening. Likewise, some of us parents, we have the accurate knowledge. We have the ingredients of success. We have the tools that we can build. But we don't see nothing happening because we're not acting upon it. By the way, let me open a window here. That these classes that we have in, it is for us to benefit from, to put them into practice in our lives. And we should see the change in our lives. It's a sad thing, wallahi, if we don't see the change in our lives after all of these classes and we're studying and we're learning and we don't change, it's not enough to just change your name. Especially those, our brothers and sisters who they were upon something else and Allah guide them to Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, they changed their names to Abdullah, Ibrahim, Nuh, Safiya, Khadija, Aisha, Fatima. That's a good thing. Now others, they go another step. They change the way they look. What about the way you talk? Not going to change it? When? Why you keep delaying that? You got to change the way you talk too. The way you walk. Your life should change. Everything about you, the way you reason, the way you think, the way you're planning, your planning should change. Why? Because you have a motive now. It is not just like, look, I got to make some money today. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to eat. And that's it, you do it all over tomorrow. No, no, you have something better than that. You have the akhirah on your mind. And Allah says, "Wa al-akhiratu khayrun wa abqa." The akhirah is better and everlasting. And you know, as a Muslim from the Aqeedah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takaffala bi rizqik. Allah provide for you. You just have to be on a path. Find it, stay on it. If you find yourself being bumped, find the problem. If you stumble, get up. If you make a mistake, recognize your mistake and move on. Correct the mistake. SubhanAllah, you have directions in your hand. That's why you keep moving, right or wrong. When direction tell you, okay, 7 miles ahead, but some of us, we have Islam, we have directions towards uprightness, towards progress, and we're still on a circle. We're still circle. And we still don't know what's going on. I give an example. Somebody going from here, from Atlanta, or from Stone Mountain, want to go to New York. Let's say they get on 285. By the way, those who don't know, 285 is a belt. It go around Atlanta. Meaning, if you get on 285 in one point, and you keep driving on 285, you're going to find yourself on the same point again. Maybe take you half an hour or whatever. I didn't try it. Alright? So, it may take you, but then you're like, wait a minute. It's familiar. It's not familiar. It's the same. It's the thing. It's, yes, you've been here before. It's not like deja vu. Yeah, you've been here. Then you ask yourself, why I'm here? I'm supposed to be here. Because you're not paying attention to directions. 285 is supposed to get you to 85 north. Correct me if I'm wrong. Especially truck drivers, right? Don't give no shortcuts, okay? Shortcuts usually they are used in the north when they have tolls. You have to pay whenever you go. People, they tell you, oh no, you don't know the other shortcut? We don't have to pay the tolls? Alhamdulillah, here in the south there's no tolls except on the 400, right? And I heard they're trying to raise it up too. I don't even know where 400 is. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, come on. You get on 285, and then you see 85, 285 for somebody else. It was for me only at that time. Likewise, Islam. I'm doing something wrong because I'm a human being. Now let's just apply this on our children, the topic we're talking about. We can talk about many things. Our relationship with Allah, with the Book of Allah, with the Messenger of Allah, with the Sunnah, with the Sahaba, with the Ulama, with our parents, our neighbors, our wives, our... Now just stick to this because we're talking about the children. If I was doing, because we're human beings, you gotta do something, you gotta talk to your children. But if I find out now in one Jumu'ah, one class, SubhanAllah, it's not like this. So I have to change. I have to take the knowledge and put it in my put it into action. I can't be arrogant. I don't know what he's talking about. Talking about, I'm going to do it my way. That's my child. All right. Well, see the attitude we're going to get you. After years, now you're like, oh, I should have listened to that brother. That brother, he wasn't telling you what to do. That brother was telling you what Allah says. What's in the Quran, what's in the Sunnah. That's what these mashayikh are telling us. They don't bring these things from themselves. It's not like Oprah talking, giving voice in her opinions. And unfortunately, a lot of people give her statements, oh yeah, she said it. All right, it's good. No, it's not good. Whatever Allah says, we be serious about it. And we put it to practice in our lives. This is how we're going to make a progress. And we have to break the cycle. That cycle has to be broken sometimes. Otherwise, the same way we would grow up, maybe our parents didn't know the knowledge, and especially for those who didn't have, their parents was not even Muslims. Now, if you don't benefit from Islam yourself, now what, you're going to treat your children the same way you were treated before? You got to break that cycle, man. You got to give your children a fresh start. The right start, that of Islam. ويذكر أن أحد الآباء عاتب ابنه كبيرا. Then the Sheikh gave an example. He said one of the parents he complained against his son. He has a son that disrespects him. Not nice to him at all. And the father was like, son, why you treat me like this? Why you disrespect me? Why you neglecting my rights? Listen to the answer of the son. He says, because you have disrespected me when I was young, when I was little. And you have neglected me when I was little. You didn't teach me how to treat you right. You didn't teach me these things. You neglected my education. You didn't teach me what make me a righteous Muslim so you can benefit from it. SubhanAllah. Sheikh Falah Ismail, when he was here, Hafidhahu Allah, one of the mashayikh from Kuwait, he visited us twice in the West and see how it is. We're supposed to go to them, they come to us. Alhamdulillah. And he mentioned, he was talking about this because he was giving us a lot of advice about being serious about the education of our children, especially in the West, because public school ain't going to teach your children aqidah. And those so-called Islamic schools that we know their reality, many of them, they're not going to teach your children the sunnah and the proper Islamic aqidah. They're going to do it their way. Even though they call Islamic school, but they are Sufiya, some of them are Shi'is, Rawafid, wal'iyadu billah. Aynam. The Sheikh, he was always addressing this issue. You have to be serious about the education of your children. Otherwise, you're going to lose them. Forget about you, benefit from them. You're going to lose them. And he mentioned that one father, who obviously has neglected the education of his son, when this father became old, the son, now he's a grown-up man, he said to his father, Father, let's go for a ride. So he took him to the desert, to this place. And he said to him, Father, you know why I brought you here? Let me tell you why I brought you here. He said, don't say, son, I know what you brought me here. He says, are you serious? Do you really know why? He says, yes. You brought me here to get rid of me, right? Because I'm old now and you want to use the money. Can wait, right? Says, yes. How do you know? Says, I brought my father in the same place too. And said, I brought my father when I was in your age and he was in mine. See how it is? The Sheikh, he says, since that father has neglected the education of his son, didn't give him no proper education, no Islam, nothing. Some parents, they think, look, man, get you a nice place, the best suburb, the best zip code, this, the best food, the best public schools. Man, you play tennis, man. You played football, baseball. Man, you're a famous guy. But didn't give him no aqidah, no sunnah, nothing, no Islam. Give him all the dunya, but he didn't have nothing to take from the dunya, to allow him to take from the dunya what is good for him and to spit out what is bad. See? Chew everything. No, you got to teach your children, look, this is the dunya, take from it. There's a lot of bad in it and there is good in it. Take from it what is good and spit out and stay away from what is bad. Aynam. So this father, who did not do his job, obviously, now look at the consequences. Neglected the education of his children, now they disrespect him. They don't talk good to him. They're giving him hard times. You don't talk to me. I'm your father. I know you want to be the father. See, some parents, some children, that's how they talk to their parents. Oh yeah, after all this year, now you're the father. Where have you been? You have left us alone. My mother is the father and the mother. Because some parents, they neglect their children. That's another topic. If I want to talk to you what I know, what I remember from the statements of the ulama on how, what are the things that some parents do to be considered they neglect their children, you'll be amazed. That some of the reasons people, they're like, are you serious? That's really a reason? Aynam, it is. But that's another topic for another time. Inshallah. The Sheikh, he says, look, if a parent neglect the children, usually those children, they're going to disrespect the parents, except if Allah wants that child to grow up upon righteousness, gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The parents, they are nowhere close to practice Islam. Especially those who come to America or Europe or Australia or whatever, they're like, man, we're going to live this dream. Just the term itself says a lot, a dream. What can you do in a dream? You can fly in a dream, right? You can or not? I'm asking. You can fly in a dream, right? All right, when you wake up, where do you find yourself at? In the basement, on the bed. Or maybe you fall off the bed already. That's where you find yourself, on the floor. You can fly in your dream. You can be rich in the dream, right or wrong? Rich. You got all these cars and houses. And you're a king, actually. You can be a king in a dream, right or wrong? You can be Sheikh bin Baz in a dream. And you wake up, you still don't know how to make wudu. But in your dream, you are Sheikh bin Baz. You're giving fatawa. You're the main Sheikh. Everybody coming to you. You get up, you still have problem with Surah Al-Fatiha. What is the difference? Reality. Dream versus reality. Our children, they're not going to be righteous if you dream. Follow your dream. Or you're telling them, keep sleeping. Spend the rest of your life sleeping. That's when you get dreams. You don't get dreams while you're walking, while you put in efforts when the people are asleep. And they don't dream whenever they want. It's not like someone's like, let me go dream something nice and let me go to sleep. No, you sleep and you may not dream. But sometimes you may dream of something bad. But if you teach your children the proper education, inshallah ta'ala, Allah will protect them and preserve them, because now you're doing that which Allah tell you to do. Now, sometimes the Shaykh, he says, you will find a child grow up in a very poor conditions, and the very poor conditions, no education, no cultivation. The parents didn't give them anything, but still that child grow up to be righteous and to be upright and to be nice to his parents. Now, that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all these reasons, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, the parents, they will be asked about the rights of their children before the children will be asked about the rights of their parents. The Shaykh, he says that the person, the father, will be asked on Yawm al-Qiyamah about his children before he will be asked about his parents. Why? Because likewise Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. We have made an obligation upon the person to be kind to his parents. Allah also subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families, your children and families, from a fire. Likewise, Allah has commanded the children to be kind to their parents. Allah has commanded the parents to give the proper education, upbringing and cultivation to their children, to teach them the proper knowledge, to give them the proper etiquettes and the good manners of Al-Islam and the values of Al-Islam. This their protection from the fire. This is how parents protect the children from the fire, by teaching them Islam, and give them good manners of Al-Islam. You are responsible, Ya Abdullah, as related to your children in Yawm Al-Qiyamah. That's why the Shaykh said, we remind you of the athar of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that we mentioned to you earlier in this talk. He says, أَدِّبْ وَلَدَكَ فَإِنَّكَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give your child the proper education, the proper knowledge, manners, and etiquette, because you are responsible of him on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. يُقَالُ لَكَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَاذَا عَلَّمْتَهُ مَاذَا أَدَّبْتَهُ. From the questions that you'll be asked on the Day of Judgment, what knowledge you have given him? What manners and etiquettes you have adorned him with? The same way the son will be, and the child will be asked about you on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Have you been kind to your parents? Have you been dutiful to them? Have you fulfilled your rights? Have you been obedient to your parents in that which is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Likewise, the father will be asked about the education and the cultivation of the children on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Once again, the Shaykh, he says, in the conclusion of this talk, he says, this is a great responsibility indeed, and this is a great amana, our children. They are responsibility and amana. We have to take good care of it. Be serious about it. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah says, our scholars, the noble scholars, the ulama, they have written many books for us about this very important subject matter and this topic, which is our children and their education, and their cultivation, their upbringing. Many books. But the Shaykh, he chose, he says, but I advise you, with one of them, that you read it, you benefit from it. This book is small in pages, but tremendous in the benefits that it contains, as related to teaching the children, giving them the proper knowledge, the sound knowledge, and giving them the good etiquettes of Islam. From when they were children until they grow up, even from the aqiqah when they were born. Everything that related to your child until they grow up, you will find it in this book. That book is Tuhfat al-Wadud fi Ahkam al-Mawlud. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. So this is a very important book, Ibn al-Qayyim. I think it's translated in English. I think so. It is translated. It is very important, it says, in this topic we're talking about, the education and the upbringing of the children. The Shaykh said it's amazing. Not only it deals with the aqidah, the belief and the creed and the manners and the akhlaq, but also it deals with the health. He says amazing things that we all in dire need to know so that we can apply them. Even your health. You want your son to be healthy as well? He'll tell you what to do. You want them to have a strong body? Na'am. He'll tell you in that book what to do. But the main thing is to be strong in their belief, in their relationship with their Creator. You will find it in that book as well. Shaykh says, I advise you to read it and to benefit from it. قَالَ وَخِتَامًا. In conclusion, he says, once again, I put an emphasis about this matter that we have talked about and we will continue to talk about. Is a very important subject matter because it highlights a great responsibility that we should not just look at it and turn our face and our eyes away from it. No, that's supposed to be a priority. These are to be on a checklist every day. This one is on a checklist. You can't just check it once and forget about it. No, you can't. Some people of knowledge, they say, إِنَّ عَامَّةَ أَوْ أَكْثَرَ فَسَادِ الْأَبْنَاءِ سَبَبُهُ الْآبَاءِ إِهْمَالِهِمْ وَتَفْرِيطِهِمْ بِسَبَبِ إِهْمَالِهِمْ وَتَفْرِيطِهِمْ. He says the majority of those children who they grow up to be corrupt and bad and doing bad things, the reason is the parents, who they have neglected them when they were young. Naam, they neglected them. They didn't teach them the good manners. And if you are not talking to your children, somebody is. Somebody else is talking to them. If you are not spending time with your children, well, guess what? They are spending time somewhere else with somebody else. If you're not teaching the sunnah, somebody's going to teach them bid'ah. If you're not teaching them tawheed, somebody's going to beautify shirk into their eyes. If you're not teaching them truthfulness, somebody, they already learning the, I don't know what chapter they're in, advanced in lying. Uliyadu billah. Then, that's Idris, mashallah, hafidhahu Allah. Our brother Ramadan's son. By the way, Ramadan give you salam, hafidhahu from Alaska. Now, that is very important for us to remember this. This is an obligation. We enjoy those children, oh, they smile, mashallah, this. But we have to make sure that they stay like that. When they are little, mashallah, they nice, they give smile, they listen to you, they make you laugh, they make you happy, and they bring joy. Well, we want them to continue when they be teenagers too, to continue to bring joy in your life, not to turn against you. But once again, we should know that this is a responsibility. It's not going to be easy. Nothing is easy in this life. Don't you spend 18 hours working hard for a meager paycheck? Don't you do that? Okay, we'll do this for you and for that child, for the akhirah. You work hard. And you don't have to. It's not like you got to take your son to the mountain up to tell him to heed. Do it in the house. Why are you driving with him, taking him for a haircut, and you're talking about tawheed? Just be consistent. That's what it is. Be consistent. Otherwise, children, they grow up crooked. Away from istiqamah. As one of the mashayikh says, لا يستقيم الظل والعود أعوج. The shade cannot be straight if the branch is crooked. Right or wrong? Huh? The branch, you know the branch? Or the stick? The stick is crooked. Are you going to get a straight shadow? Would you? No, you don't. If you want a straight shadow, you got to have a straight stick. Likewise, you want a straight etiquette, good manners, respect, obedience. What have you put into that child when they were children? The Shaykh says, if we do this, and we should try hard, we should learn. Because our children, they're not going to learn until we parents are taught. How are we going to teach our children to be righteous? We don't even have no clue what righteousness is. That's why the Shaykh says we have to set the good example. وَفَقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. The one who doesn't have something can't give it, right, Abdul Majid? You put it in a different way the other day in a car. How is it? When I said to you, the one who doesn't have something cannot give it, but you said it in a beautiful way. You remember? And we were on 285, by the way, remember? Here's the 285 again. You remember? All right, man. Gotta help me out. It's recording here, man. Anyway, somebody who don't have something, can he give it to somebody?
No.
Just can't. Likewise, how are we going to give our children righteousness if we don't know what it is? We're not acting upon it ourselves. We got to be Salafiyah is real It's not just affiliation. Oh, Salafi, but you still, what you doing, man? Now we got to practice it in our lives. Not just in front of the people. No, in our homes. In while we're driving. Not just when you come here, Masjid Tawheed, or go to another masjid, Salafi. No, you're all, alhamdulillah, nice. Put an impression. No, we got. It has to be the reality. And it is a reality. And we should act upon it whenever we are. In our homes, in the masjid, in the store, while we're shopping, while we're driving, while we're jogging, while we're eating, we apply it. And we will see a lot of benefits, inshallah ta'ala. And the benefits will be tremendous, because we're going to be happy. SubhanAllah, you have a righteous teenager. They memorize the Quran if they didn't finish it. They don't want to, like, they're not into music. They're not into gangs. Can you imagine? You have a child into gangs. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Can you imagine a teenager on drugs? Come home and steal from you? Give you a hard time? You come home, the laptop is gone. And you call the police. Somebody break in. Nobody break in. It was broke already. Now they break in. You break the law. That father. But he didn't teach his child the Islam. A week later, what else is gone? What else? They have a value. The iPhone is gone. 2 weeks later, what is gone? Maybe the car is gone. TV? Who said TV? We're talking about a Muslim home, man. Muslim home, Muslim home. Barakallahu feekum. No DVDs and TVs and stuff. Fridge is gone. Your savings, if they know your savings is gone. The mother's jewelry is gone. Why? Now, this is the consequences. But if you teach the children good manners, they're nice to you. They will come and give you a nice hug and a kiss and say, look, mother, look, father, I'm only 11. I would love to have a job, but look, man, just hold on in there, man. Hold on, hold on. Inshallah, you see, I'm working on it. Once I can't get a job, you're not going to go to work again. Father, you're going to be in the masjid reading the Quran. I'll take care of you. I'll pay. Nah, subhanallah. When the father hear this, Allahu Akbar. It's time, akhi? Tayyip.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أي نعم Allah. Just received a text message from our brother Ramadan, who's in Alaska. He's like, because they said our brother Ramadan in Alaska, he says, I'm in class with you guys. Allahu Akbar. We have a question. Can you repeat the name of Ibn al-Qayyim's book, please? Jazakallahu khair. Amin wa jazakum. Slowly, okay. Tuhfatul Wadud. But if I have a better, if you send Idris back, I'm going to write it down. Inshallah, send that beautiful boy, Hafidahullah, back and we give it to him. Tuhfatu. Okay. Fi. Kamil Mawlud. If you can send Idris again, inshallah, he will have a prize too. Tayyib. He heard the prize. He's running. Oh, you bringing more stuff? Other sisters now? Come here, Idris. Come here. Come here. Oh, man, I don't have no dollars. Oh, here's the dollar. This is for you. Okay. Oh, here, hold on, hold on. You gotta deliver first. And this is give it back. Inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Then the Shaykh says, وَخِتَامًا أَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ بِأَسْمَاهِ الْحُسْنَى وَصِفَاتِهِ الْعُلْيَى أَنْ يَرْزُقَنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ صَلَاحَ الْأَبْنَى. Then the Shaykh in the conclusion he says, I ask Allah al-Kareem through his beautiful names and beautiful attributes to grant us anew the righteousness of our children. For those who have children, may Allah make them righteous. And may Allah grant those who don't have children yet righteous offspring. Allahumma aslih dhurriyatana. Then the Shaykh says, O Allah, rectify our children. Allahumma aslih niyatana wa dhurriyatana. O Allah, rectify our intentions. We have to have the good intention. O Allah, make our children righteous. Allahumma arzuqna abna'an barara salihin. O Allah, grant us obedient and righteous children. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fasadi al-abna'. O Allah, we seek refuge with you from corrupt children and from our children to be corrupt. Inna nas'aluka ya Rabbana hifdhahum wa ri'ayatahum wa ta'dibahum wa hidayatahum ila kulli khair. O Allah, we ask you to protect and preserve our children, to make them grow upon good, upon guidance. Wa nas'aluka al-'auna 'ala ta'atika wa dhikrika wa husni 'ibadatik. And we ask you, O Allah, to grant us tawfiq, success, to help us and aid us to stay upon your obedience and to remember you and to worship you in the best way that you have commanded. Allahumma waffiqna li kulli khair wa 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana. O Allah, make us successful to do all that which is good. O Allah, teach us that which is will be a benefit for us. O Allah, make us to benefit from that which you have taught us. وَجْعَلْنَا مِمَّنْ يَسْتَمِعُ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُ أَحْسَنَهُ. And make us from those who, when they listen to the speech, they follow the best of it. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَى عَبْدِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and most for allowing us to gather in the masjid to learn, especially about this very important matter, which is the education of our children. Because the children, they're not going to stay children. 10 years from now or 20 years from now, they're going to be the men. And they're the ones that are going to have to work. They're the ones that are going to be behind the wheel now, driving wheels. We're not going to be driving all the time. Some of us, we're going to be gone. So let us be serious about this. And may Allah reward all of our scholars and the mashayikh. And now, special dua for our Shaykh Abdul Razzaq Habidahullah, since we were reading from his work. Jazahullahu khairan wa hafidahullah wa hafidha abahu, ummahu wa ahlah wa awladah. Salla an yusliha lahu al-dhurriyah And we thank you all too, noble brothers and sisters in Islam, those who are with us here at Masjid Tawheed, those who are listening on the Pal Talk or on the phone line. Jazakumullah khair and barakallahu feekum. And once again, if you see any mistake, especially in the translation, something I said that I shouldn't say, you know that your brother Abu Muhammad is just a human like you. And I know I have shortcomings and I make mistakes. So therefore, anyone who finds any mistake, please let me know so I can correct myself and make that correction available, insha'Allah ta'ala. This way we help one another, insha'Allah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.